Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Before we get underway with our next guest, all of our listeners, you guys challenged us for a better mobile app, and we responded with the all-new Yahoo Sports Radio app, available now for your iOS or Android device. Just search Yahoo Sports Radio in Google Play or the App Store and download the new app from Gal Media. You can always stream us live on the go or listen to the podcast at your convenience, all from one app. And if you don't have an iOS or Android device, no worries, you can listen on most smart devices by going to streamysr.com. Well, as promised, tonight we're going to take time to celebrate the life and legacy of Muhammad Ali. He, of course, was memorialized today in Louisville. His extraordinary boxing career had such a profound impact on so many lives. Today, the world has mourned the loss of Muhammad Ali, and we are going to celebrate his life, reflect on his devotion to people of all races, religions, and backgrounds. And joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line is Steve Bortstein, Fox Sports 1340 AM. He is a boxing aficionado, has covered so many of the legends, boxing personalities, very close with Burt Sugar, and it's good to have with us Steve Bortstein. Welcome, Steve. I'm sure there's a lot of emotions and a heavy heart tonight.
It's been a rough week. Last week, I was in Albuquerque accepting an award and drove home that night learning of Ali's passing. And of course, you mentioned Burt Sugar a moment ago. I grew up with Burt Sugar, and my father, who covered Muhammad Ali extensively, wrote two books about him, one before the 1960 Summer Olympic Games, which of course he won gold at, and then of course later in his career. So I've got a familiarity, you know, with the Ali storyline. And I mean, there's photos of me with him, for crying out loud. So yeah, it was a rough week, and there's been so many different storylines about it. Everyone's got their own, you know, compelling angle. Everyone's got their own way of remembering Muhammad Ali, who clearly made an impact on millions of people's lives throughout the world.
What do you think he meant to you personally?
He's a man who had, you know, detractors as well as supporters. And I think it's fair to talk about both. I mean, you know, we are currently living in a very divided society, whether it's, you know, political-wise, social-wise, what have you. And I think it's fair to talk about both of those things. I mean, we look now at the conscientious objector role, and we sort of romanticize it a little bit now because it's Muhammad Ali. But let's face it, when it happened and Muhammad Ali refused acceptance into the draft and refused to fight in Vietnam, he was a villain. He was very much not a hero to millions of Americans.
Right.
And I think we have a tendency in this country nowadays to, especially when it's the passing of a legend, and certainly I'm not comparing careers or comparing personalities, but we did the same thing when Prince passed. You know, mm-hmm. Originally it was the greatness of his career, and then it turned into different storylines. He died of an overdose. We romanticize, and then we turn back the clock a little bit, and then start to look at, as we start to unpeel the onion, as we call it in journalism, where we look back at, you know, at the sort of the dichotomy of a person's life and a person's career. For me personally, you know, Muhammad Ali was a showman. He was a soundbite board before there was Twitter and before there was YouTube. He was brash. He was bold. He was outspoken. He was an individual. And he was not a fearful man in any way, shape, or form, and was not afraid to be different.
An extraordinary man, as you were talking about, so bold. How do you think his social stances today would have been viewed, Steve?
I think they would have been viewed horribly. I mean, look at his religion, and look at how his religion is seen by millions of Americans today. And as misguided as that opinion is, to most rational thinking Americans, I think, as rational as that is, it would be horrible today. I think Muhammad Ali today, if you had a person who changed his name and he was a certain skin color and he was trying to make a name for himself in the world of entertainment or in the world of, you know, social change, I don't think you have to look much further than the White House to see how that plays out. And I think it is comparable. I mean, especially in this day and age, especially in the society that we're in right now, he would be very divisive in a society like today. And it's unfortunate because, again, I think this goes back to how we're going to look back at certain people historically. We can all argue how we'll look at the current president 50 years from now. But, you know, when we looked at Muhammad Ali then, 1968, 1969, we didn't look at him favorably. Now we look at him favorably some 40 years removed from it. So I think there is going to be that. I think there is going to be that element where we don't respect what he did now. We wouldn't respect what he did now. We would look at him as different. We would look at him as someone who was trying to force change and someone who was, you know, who was outside the box a little bit. And especially considering the religious stance, I think that would have been a very negative slant for him.
The host of First Sports, Fox Sports AM 1340, Steve Wartstein, is back with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We are celebrating the life and legacy of arguably the most charismatic and influential African-American sports figure in the 20th century, talking about Muhammad Ali. Do you think we'll ever see in sports another Ali?
The current UFC featherweight champion, Conor McGregor, from a sports standpoint, are very bold, very outspoken, very outlandish. If you want to talk about the National Football League, Richard Sherman, who is kind of becoming sort of more socially relevant now. Richard Sherman is a guy who I think clearly, you know, has that mantle should he choose to embrace that role a little bit. But I think we have, I think it's ironic also that two of the names I mentioned are in combat sports, because part of this where I think combat sports, because it's easy to define combat sports. If I was to sit down with someone, try to explain baseball, it's difficult. If I was to sit down with someone and try and explain horse racing, football, basketball, they're different because there's so many different moving parts. Combat sports is simple. You put two men into a ring. You lock two men into a cage, and they beat each other up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's an element to that that speaks to a lot of different people because it is simple. It is one man standing at the end of the fight. And I think when you look at the combat sports world, you have to be a bit braggadocio. You have to be a bit of a showman. You look at even at the female end of it. Look at Ronda Rousey and what she's become as far as a spokesperson and as far as a promoter for her end of the mixed martial arts game. So I think there is that element to it. But I mean, I think there's a lot of athletes who right now are becoming that voice. From a sports perspective, will we see anyone from the who will cross over a little bit? That remains to be seen. I would like to think that maybe at the now that we're in the tail end of his career, maybe Tiger Woods maybe assumes that role a little bit. I'd like to think that, you know, we've got a number of athletes out there who I'd like to see cross over that threshold a little bit from just being a sports person into being a socially conscious person. But you run the risk, especially this day and age. We were talking about it a moment ago, you know, what would Muhammad Ali, you know, do well today with so much money in endorsements, so much money out there for spokesperson positions. Who's brave enough to take that stand and risk losing potentially millions of dollars by taking a stand on anything?
Muhammad Ali, so many memories, and tonight we're remembering a man that achieved so much, three-time world heavyweight boxing champion. He was an activist, as you had said, you know, resisted the draft. What do you think that you're going to remember the most from him?
What I'll remember is how brave he was in coming back after 3.5 years of exile from the sport. He came back a different fighter. When he left the sport for the first time, he was fast. He was movable, and you could put him anywhere. And there wasn't a faster heavyweight, and to this day still isn't, still hasn't been a faster heavyweight. But when he came back, his skills had slowed, incredibly. So he became a fighter. He became a standstill guy. He became, you know, a guy who didn't move as quick but used his power. And to me, the fact that he was successful as he was in coming back, is amazing. Because, I mean, Take any athlete, take them out of their profession for 3.5 years, and then put them back in and expect them to be at the top of their game like they were 3.5 years earlier. And it's very difficult to do. Case in point, just recently, the news that Maria Sharapova is going to be out for 2 years on her suspension. Should her appeal not go through, I would be hard-pressed to see how she is the same tennis player that she was, you know, prior to the suspension, here in 2 years, see if she's the same player, because that's difficult to do, especially when not only was Muhammad Ali dealing with just not being in the ring, he was also dealing with, you know, being vilified and being, you know, basically, you know, torn apart publicly by millions of Americans on a regular basis.
Steve Bornstein, host of First Sports, Fox Sports, 1340 AM, is with us tonight celebrating the life and legacy of Muhammad Ali. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. We are going to continue this conversation. Also, we're going to talk some college football. You don't want to miss it.